Following segment contains spoilers. Management thanks you.
Legend says that a crystal skull was stolen from a mythical lost city in the Amazon. Supposedly built out of solid gold. Guarded by the living dead. Whoever returns the skull to the city temple will be given control over its power.
This is incredible. Unreal.
Don't touch anything.
I just want to tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
You are my girl. It's okay, there's nothing here.
There's someone out there.
Hello? We gotta get out of here.
Then open the door, and I just want you to run, okay?
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you were home.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control. And when I lose control, it's very dangerous to be around me.
So if you're taking another crack at him, I want in.
I could probably arrange something like that.
Are you telling me another one of your bioforce experiments has gone haywire?
There's only one thing that can fight that, it's in me.
I don't know if any of you guys have heard about this article in the New York Times. Well, apparently, honeybees are just disappearing all over the country. Tens of millions of them.
There appears to be an event happening.
Homeland Security and the CDC
has reported attacks. Boston, Philadelphia,
Maryland. White House officials claim the CIA has a defense against chemical weapons.
I don't understand what you're saying. She says everyone's dead outside.
What's going on?
We lost contact.
With whom?
Everyone.
The government's testing something there. It went wrong.
There are forces at work beyond our understanding.
He is the greatest Israeli soldier the world has ever known.
You're like Rembrandt with a grenade.
But it was time for a change.
I wanted to leave the army.
What will you do?
I want to cut and style hair.
This summer, he's leaving it all behind. Entering a new world and pursuing his dream.
You have never cut hair before.
I will do whatever it takes.
Okay.
Mrs. Skitzel, let's cut your hair.
Oh, I love it.
So's next.
Now.
What is big deal about this hair place anyway?
His old life is catching up with him.
I come here to start new life. Get new woman to love and make the bang boom.
Adam Sandler is...
Stay out of my business, Mustafa.
This is not my name.
Was that your feet?
Yes, it's the feet. The feet uppercut. Smell it, smell it, smell it. Now take it. That's for you.
You don't mess with the Zohan.
And now our feature presentation.
Lots of
so
movies.
By the way,
people always say we have a lot of movies. So we're big movie nerds, buffs, whatever you want to say, enthusiasts. We like to go, we like to watch, we like to buy, we like to know about everything.
So this is the segment of the show where we'll talk about
movies.
Our favorite movies. Well, at least...
movies.
Yeah, just movies in general.
Whatever. Could be whatever we saw.
Right, we saw a lot of movies.
Recently, within the last month.
This past month.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's summer, dude. It's like mega movie time. So we've seen 5 movies. We've rented a couple, too, so.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about stupid old Jones. Gay man Jones. Gay ass old dude.
And of course he's referring to Indiana Jones and the...
Grey Skull.
Grey
Skull. The Legend of Grey Skull. Get it.
Yes, I got your He-Man reference. Thank you. Okay, what did you think about the movie?
It was gay. He's too old, and they waited too long, and just, and what's her name's too old too, and she's all fat, and she needs some plastic surgery, and they just look retarded. She's
Karen like, Allen.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door.
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
Yeah, she was fat, and they're both obviously, you can tell they're not doing their scent, so it looks retarded. See, unlike other movies, a lot of times you think that the other people aren't doing their stunts, but they do it so well that you can't tell, and so when some actors actually do, maybe not obviously full on a stunt, but more than maybe normal people would do, because they want to push themselves, like what's her name?
She's always Jennifer Garner,
right? And she always said when she was doing Alias, she would do a lot of her own stuff because
right.
It's just more realistic, you know, the cut, you know, camera angles and stuff like that, and so that's why sometimes you know you. When you interchange with that, you lose track of whether it's them or not and what they're actually doing. Well, with the stupid movie, when you have old people pretending they're 20, you can obviously tell. Just like when that one dancing old man, it's obviously a young person in that old man costume dancing.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like that. It's like, come on.
And we're not being mean. Harrison Ford really is old. He's 65, right?
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, he can't be jump. Yeah, but they didn't even try to like lighten his gray.
Yeah,
no, it was full on white gray. And then, like at one point, he looked kind of good. I was like, wow, he looked 50. And then all of a sudden, he looked 70. I was like, ew, wait, he is too old. And then especially that chick, whatever, Mary,
you could tell,
whatever.
Yeah, you could tell there were scenes where he was really struggling trying to. Do certain things, you know, his own little scenes.
And because he can't do them, he makes other people can't do them because they obviously can't do,
you know, I agree.
They're having when he was fighting with Russian chick.
Right.
The Kate Blanchett. You could tell that she can do it. She's still young. I mean, she's an older woman, but she's fit.
She looked
like
a 36. Sophomore compared to him.
Exactly, but she could have done more stuff, but you could tell, like, there was fake background, they were on fake prop, you know, they were on green screen, it's like, oh, come on.
That is definitely one problem I had with the movie, way too much CGI. The wonderful thing about, especially Raiders of the Lost Ark, because out of the three, I like that one the most, is everything was practical, well, except toward the end when they open up the Ark and you have all the spirits flying around, all that, you know, that was computer.
Shut your eyes, Mary, and don't look at it, no matter what happens.
This one, they just really overdid it.
Because it's too...
Indiana Jones, I don't know.
That's why it made it seem novelty.
It just doesn't mix.
Right, it made it seem like a novelty, like kiddie. Like
it's like watching a horror movie with a computerized werewolf, like Cursed. It's terrible. I don't like when they view these genres and then use computer-generated imagery for everything. It's just retarded. If you can't do it practically in real life, then don't even film it. Have someone going off a cliff,
or just
come on,
jumping.
Do it for real.
Well, you see face to face and they're dueling, and all of a sudden one has to jump from one car to the other, and all of a sudden it cuts to a faraway shot, and the background looks really fake, and they're jumping from one car to the other,
yeah,
and then you can tell it's like you don't see their face at all, and all of a sudden you see Harrison Ford like kind of, he doesn't even jump up, he just basically lifts his head up. Come on, that's killing me smiles. Anyways, okay, so
next
Jones.
Yeah, thumbs down.
I didn't even care about that one. I only went because you were like all wanting.
Plus the whole alien thing didn't do it for me either. Don't mix genres like that.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Just everything.
Well, I think they were kind of trying to mix two, you know, because the whole Indiana Jones thing is all about, you know, they were a homage to the old adventure serials that he used to have. And I'm sure they had adventure serials where they also interwove them with science fiction. But, come on, not in Indiana Jones. Do something different.
The Strangers. I saw that.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know what
better
it was about.
Better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I was looking forward to it.
It's, I don't know, it was all right. It wasn't as scary. I get scared very easily. But only a couple parts. But I knew they were coming. I mean, you know that, you know, some things are going to happen. And you know, obviously,
Right. Okay,
they're going to jump out. And
Right. They're
going to be there. And you know they're going to be there. But I still didn't want to look. And, you know.
Yeah. It was your basic, I was going to say basic. But have they really ever done, like, a home invasion movie? Because that's what this is.
Uh-huh. They've done home invasion in different ways. Not like horror like this.
Right.
I don't think.
The only thing that makes it horror is, I mean, yeah, it had its scares, and
the
killers were dressed in masks.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thinks of horror in different ways, but the ending was kind of surprising. But they kind of set it up for, they set it up for a sequel, obviously.
Yes, straight to DVD movie. I can see it now.
One thing,
because it's not as popular to put another movie out.
It says this movie was based on true events, and I've read that the actual movie itself never happened, but what they did was they combined several real-life incidences of home invasion and just combined them. There were two that I read about, and yeah, but this movie it's not an actual story, just so people are clear on that.
Okay, so while you're reading up on it, did it say why they picked Liv Tyler? Because for some reason, and the way the role, it made it seem like, even though, I mean, she doesn't look old, but she's as old as us. She's 30, I believe,
something
right?
like that.
She's older. She's not 20-something. And Scott Speedman is definitely not 20-something.
Right.
And then usually they put, like, teenagers or people in their 20s in quote-unquote horror movies, you know? Or movies that, you know, try to get because they teens and young adults are the ones that go to them a lot on the Friday nights. So those are the ones that are going. So that's why usually they put those, you know, people that they can relate to, just like that, you know, prom night. You know, even those people aren't freaking high schoolers, but they put, you know, people in there that are pretend they're high schoolers. Stuff like that.
Well, I was glad they didn't have teenagers.
Well, I just thought, but the characters were, like, barely getting engaged, and like, it just seemed like their relationship, they were young. But then I knew they weren't.
Well, just because they were getting engaged, that doesn't mean...
And she says she's not ready yet. I mean,
that doesn't mean that you have to be a certain age. I mean, there's people in their 50s that are getting engaged. I mean.
Yes, but she said she wasn't ready yet. How can you not be ready if you're 30?
Some people aren't. Some people aren't meant to be married.
Well, yes, but that... Anyways, right. I just didn't get it. Anyways, the whole point, too, was... Oh, and they've talked about... the other day, too, was they talked about Liv Tyler, because they were talking about The Hulk, which is a movie we'll talk about in a second.
Yes.
But Liv Tyler... They were talking about Liv Tyler, and I just said... Because Liv Tyler isn't skinny like everybody else. She's not a bony girl at all. Not even close. I mean, I think she's even as big as Scott Speedman or even bigger. She has, like, these weird kind of arms. I don't know what it is with her back and her arms. Like, she's not fat, but... For some
Works
reason,
out?
They
I
make look... No, they don't look like workout arms. She's just not... Her frame is different than most actresses. Especially when they're trying to show off... When they try to show off her body or something like that. It's just weird, because you're not used to that.
So, are you trying to say that you like the movie or not?
It was alright. I was like, alright, I'll go see it. It wasn't like, oh, I want to. Or, oh, that was so good. It was just, alright.
I liked it.
Probably wouldn't watch it again.
I've seen better horror movies, but I liked it. I liked how at the end... Oh, and yes, we will be spoiling these movies, so if you haven't seen them, sure, because you gotta talk about
them. Didn't spoil The Strangers.
Well, I'm going to right now by saying at the end when the invaders have the couple tied up to the chairs, you know they're in deep shit. Even though you kind of think, well, you know, are they going to be able to get out of this or whatever?
No way, I already knew. They already basically tell you in the freaking trailers.
Right. Well,
and no, they tell you. But
I knew they were. I knew they were fucked for sure because the invaders, they took off their masks,
right.
And you don't do that unless you are about to kill someone. And the cool, I like they didn't actually show the people's faces. They kept that mystery as, you know, who are these people? You never find out. So as soon as that happened, I was like, oh well, that's the end of them. And yeah, they had a nice little torturous death. You had to feel bad for them because they're sitting there tied up, and then all of a sudden now they're sticking the knives into them, and well, first into the guy, and then she's like, look into my eyes, you know, and then I love you, and they were, that was kind of, that kind of gets you a little bit. Because think about it, somebody comes in here and ties you up, and they're sitting there doing terrible things to the one you love, and, you know, how do you deal with that? So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And of course they had, you know, the ending where the kids come in and find the place all ransacked and blood everywhere, and then they finally live with Taylor's character, and she had been stabbed too, so I thought she was dead, and then all of a sudden, of course, she pops up, screams, and then that's how it ends. And
right, but they had dragged her to the other body, which is kind of weird,
yeah.
So I don't know, maybe they were trying to make it seem like they had fought or something, like, he came in and shot, I did both of them.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's what they were doing is, I thought the same thing that, yeah, because we didn't say this, but, there's a point where Spiesman's character, he has a best friend, and he stops by and ends up getting killed, and, yeah, at the end, Liv Taylor's been moved over to this guy's body, and, yeah, I thought it was the killers were covering their tracks.
Yeah, but you can't, because how's Scott Spiesman getting stabbed?
Oh, they could have said, it was either the other guy, or...
Yeah, but the guy,
you know,
if the other guy stabbed him.
anyway, yeah. There was parts about it that I really liked, anyway.
So the thing is, too, is that Liv Tyler is not, and right after, like, you know, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, she comes out in the Hulk.
Yes.
So we went and saw the Hulk, too. And, I don't know. Oh, they were saying on the Adam Carolla show about Liv Tyler, because he was saying how he likes her, but, and then some other one, or somebody else said they like her, but they don't like her as an actress. They said that she sucks, and then they said in the Hulk that they didn't like her in that, and the only thing that she was good in was Lord of the Rings, and only because she was an elf, and elves don't really have to talk right, so they were talking about how the way she talks, because she does have a very kind of baby-like soft voice. So they were talking about how that annoyed them and stuff, and which is true. I mean, but I thought she, you know, that doesn't annoy me, but I can see how that might.
It does, yeah. So yeah,
Hulk was all right. I liked it. Freaking Tim. One thing I noticed that Tim Roth freaking worked out or something. And,
well, he had to. I mean, this was very rigorous.
Yes, but he's old. But no, he worked out, like, his body looked, like, from his neck down, looked like a freaking 22-year-old or something. I mean, he, you know, ripped. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Even though I think his face is ugly, but...
I read online, the only reason he did this movie was for his son, or his kids, because they're comic book fans, so the only reason he was in it. Yeah.
But he's a good actor, and
yeah,
he hasn't been really that much. But the thing is, too, why did they put, what's his name? The dude that was in Iron Man?
William Hurt?
Yeah. Why did they put him in this, too? Why is he playing two different
people? Yeah, and he played kind of bad guys in both.
Yeah.
Well, his role in the Hulk as the general, that character is, he's kind of, what do you call it? He's not bad, but he's not exactly good, which I kind of like. I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, it was definitely, I thought it was better than first Hulk movie that came out, I think that was in 2003, but they still can't get the Hulk right as far as the look. I think he looked better than in the first one, but to me, first of all, they didn't get the green skin right. Like, is it that hard to do emerald color? And are you having fun on that Coke?
But I don't know, this thing is burning.
Having your Kevin Smith moment.
Yes, but
smoking.
This thing is burning fast.
Smoke it. while I talk.
Yes.
And I didn't like how the Hulk's skin looked kind of transparent because you could see, like, every single muscle that he had. I mean, come on, people. How hard is... I mean, the Hulk is basically an oversized weightlifter painted green. How hard is it to render that? And later on, I'm going to give out a link to show a picture of a CGI Hulk that looked 10,000 times better, I think. They got it down perfectly, so I'll definitely show people that. So what did you think about it? Well, I did like...
I don't say it's better than the first one. I don't care. Either one. They're both... I watch them. I'll watch them. Don't care. It's not like I'm a Hulk fan. I just think it's all right.
What did you think about the story?
What story? Oh, about the dudes? The Hulk villain?
Well, just the story in general.
Dude, it's Hulk, man. It's a freaking, like any other superhero movie, man. Exactly. They have this... That's why I said it's not bad.
Yeah, it kind of picked up from where the last one left off, but you can tell that they completely ignored it, the first movie also. They did a brief retelling of the origin, and which was a homage to Incredible Hulk TV series from the 70s. I mean, it looked like the same chair almost that he was in when he was doing the gamma radiation, you know? The second I saw it, I said, oh my god, it was like seeing, you know, Bill Bixby's sitting there, and they got the green light going across his face. It was like right out of the TV show. And they also at one point had music from the TV show. And of course they had a cameo appearance by Lou Ferrigno as a security guard.
Yeah, well, I don't really remember the TV show too. Oh, I remember some dude going green. I mean, I had to really sit and think about what Bruce Banner looked like, not green.
Yeah.
I really have to sit there and try to remember, and seriously, like, off the top of my head, when I think of what he looks like, the closest description I can say is Patrick Duffy. Because to me, in my head, it looks like a young Patrick Duffy.
I guess. So, I like the story a lot better, and... Like I was saying, they picked up where, in the first one, it ended with him going to Brazil, and that's where it pretty much picks up at the beginning of the movie here. He's still in Brazil, trying to channel his inner demon to keep the Hulk at bay, you know. It was interesting. It had some interesting stuff in there. They fucked up the Abomination, but whatever.
We also saw The Happening by M. Night Shyamalan.
Good movie.
Yes,
I liked it.
But we always like his movies.
Yeah,
we
we're gonna get heat already because, well, there's two groups of people.
Yeah, I know.
Those who hate him and those who love him. And we love him. I'm sorry, I love every one of his movies.
Yeah.
I think they're all good, and the reason why is because they make you think. And it's like you watch them the first time and you're like, oh, you know, and then so you go back and you have to watch it again and you pick up all of these things that he's throwing right in your face, but you don't even know it. And he always has some kind of a message, no matter what it is, about, well, like in this one, the message in this movie was basically we were destroying this planet, duh, and plants have had enough, and it's really, people are, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, that's stupid,
no.
Like, come on.
Oh, come on.
But if you think about it, every living thing has, like, defense mechanism to fight against something, and he mentions several times
various examples
of what the environment is doing to protect itself from people, and then once you hear that stuff, you're like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. So what's happening is the plants are releasing a toxin into the air that get into people and you breathe it in, which you can't even see it.
Right, and it makes total sense because we get drugs from plants.
Right.
I mean, we get all our medicine. And so that's why it's, like, believable. I mean, plants can produce that. They produce what we breathe.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We couldn't live here if we didn't have any plants. Hence, Mars, that's why we can't live there. They don't have any plants.
No vegetation, because as we know, vegetation pumps out oxygen.
They take out the bad stuff that we don't like.
Right.
They take it, and they give us good stuff.
So now the plants are pissed.
Right. They're tired of us killing them.
So they release out this toxin, and people start. There are three stages. They start talking funny. The next stage is they become immobile, and the third stage is they do something really wacky to kill themselves. So it's basically this. Well, one theory is it's making people hallucinate. You know, they somehow think it's best to kill themselves, and they have a lot of different deaths and ways that they kill people in this movie. And one thing I like about M. Night's directing technique is For instance, when this first starts, we have the shot in the park in New York, and we got the, and you've seen this in the trailer. You have the two women just sitting there on the park bench, and you kind of hear, and you know, he's just focused on them. You know, nothing real tight. Just it's just like an average day. There's no music playing or anything. And you kind of hear this scream kind of far off, and you're like, "Oh, what's that?" One of the characters looks and what was that? You know, and he shows kind of a. Does another shot where it's kind of far away, and you kind of see people far back there, and they look like they're doing stuff. You can't really tell, you know, like maybe they're hurting themselves. And then it goes back to her, and she's like, "Is that guy clawing himself? You know, and is that blood?" And she just says it like how I think a real person would act.
Like what is it?
You know, is that really happening, or is this a joke? You know, like, am I on a game show? You know. She doesn't get up and scream crazy and act retarded, you know. I just like how he does subtle things like that. Like,
and he doesn't
like
show
it's
it.
Really,
he just
really
show
happening.
That girl's
yeah, and yeah, he, you don't see the guy clawing himself. What she says is all you need. And, of course, she turns to her friend, and her friend is just sitting there immobile, and she can't move, and all of a sudden she takes out, what do you call it?
The pin, the
hair pin out of her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's keeping her hair up. And, god damn, these trailers ruin everything, because you know she ends up killing herself because you see it in the trailer. But if they hadn't put that in the trailer, you would have thought, you know, oh my god, is she going to stab her friend with that thing? Because at this point, we don't know that they're suicides. You know, they could be causing people to murder each other. And then, what I love about this scene is, he doesn't even pull any punches. She takes it out, and wham, right into her neck. It's not, I mean, it just was like, it just happens. And it didn't build up any suspense to it or anything. It's just like, she took it out.
It's like, what's she doing? Went
right into her,
what?
Right into her neck.
She's not
like,
really going to do that, huh?
Yeah, like in other movies, they'll have like this dramatic pause where they'll have a close-up of the hand holding it, and they're about to stab someone, and you know
they,
it's coming.
They draw it out.
But yeah,
they drag it out.
But with this one, it's just like goodbye. And you're like, damn, it makes you wince. It reminded me of that scene in The Village where Joaquin Phoenix gets stabbed by Adrian Brody's character.
Right.
And it just like it happened. There was no music or anything. He just looked down. He's got a knife sticking in him. And then he falls down. And then, even better, Adrian Brody comes back and starts stabbing him again. And the camera just slowly pans away. And no music or anything. It's just like, oh, it's just creepy stuff. I like stuff like that where he just shows you the meat. And he's not like over-dramatizing things. Cause it's like,
or he doesn't have to because
exactly.
it's enough.
It's so subtle. You can definitely tell he was influenced by Alfred Hitchcock, because Alfred Hitchcock did a lot of that too.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I do believe I've read that he was an Alfred Hitchcock fan too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, M. Night, he has yet to make a bad movie, in my opinion.
See, but the thing is too, is like all his movies have like a little bit of, it's like a little bit of horror, because it's always a little bit of like, what's happening? Who's gonna die? What's gonna get him? Who's getting who? Kind of thing. And all his movies, because in The Sixth Sense, you know, the little kid's scaring, and they freaking start showing you freaking dead people and shit. And you're like, oh shit, are these dead people gonna start killing him or killing other people? I mean, you really don't know, because it's like very creepy. Like, I don't know, that's what I think. And then the same thing in The Village, like they keep on telling you not to go out to the forest because there's this thing out there and supposedly that thing's going to kill you or eat you. You know, it's like scary looking. It looks like it's going to eat you or whatever.
Right.
And then there's the
Lady in the Water.
Yeah, the animals, the grass monsters.
Oh. See,
those
he does come up with
gonna
some.
Those things were going to come bite you, and he did kill somebody, which was surprised me because when he actually did, because I was thinking, nah, because he just likes to scare you.
Yep.
No one dies. But not when someone dies. So I was like, oh.
Yep.
And then, but this one too, that's why you like, you're scared because you don't know what's happening. And then, which he just described it, you don't know, are they going to be killing each other or what? Or you don't know what's, you know people are going crazy, but at what point do you think, or eventually are they going to start killing us? I mean, the people who are still living and not acting crazy? I mean, I don't know. So that's just a weird thing. That's why it's scary. And it was like, oh no, now. Basically, the scary thing was that you don't want to see any more people kill themselves.
Speaking of that, and you've seen this on the trailer too, the part where the bodies are, not bodies, but they're actual people, they're flinging themselves off of the building. It's the construction workers. And, oh, man. And it wasn't just that one shot. I mean, he did
a whole scene
where it's just a whole bunch of people are just throwing themselves off. And it's like, oh, my God. Those were He just comes up with some great ideas.
Yeah. So I think it was a really good movie. Well, the thing was, too, I was scared to go because I had heard, like, I had started reading, you know, comments and reviews.
Right.
And some people hated it. And then I read Roger E. Because I didn't really want to hear, because I had already heard, I didn't hear in depth about why they thought it was negative because I didn't want to hear it.
I don't listen to critics.
Right. No. But it was just like, maybe it might have been two broadcasters talking on the radio really quick saying, oh, how they didn't like it. Maybe. We're hearing people say they didn't like it. Not in depth about why or anything, just that they didn't. So then I had went online and I forgot what I looked up, but I had come across the Roger Ebert review, and so then I was just like, I wonder what he thought about it. So then I clicked on it, and he even starts it off saying that, like what you started off saying when you started talking about it, was that I'm probably going to get torched for this, basically, but I liked it. I really loved the movie. He loved that he said it because you take what it gives you is that you get after you see the movie that lasts so long, you know, basically the thinking about it. And
yeah,
the
that's the reason I think a lot of people don't like his movies is because it forces them to think. And we're in this day and age where they call it the me generation, where it's a me, 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 me. And no one has an attention span of 30 seconds anymore. It's just like,
Gimme.
Yeah, it's like,
you can't give it to me in one second,
and if I can't understand it, then forget it. It's no good. So whatever. I mean, I'd like to hear people's opinions about what they think. You know, do they like him? If they do, why? If they don't, why? But you're all crazy. He's great.
Exactly. We don't want no crazy people. So, sorry. Crazy don't live here no more.
Just think about that movie. It's just, and again, if you don't think any of that can happen, just read up on what plants can do. That's all I can say.
Yeah. We also saw Zohan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was Jesus. A funny-ass movie. I liked it. And
I'll say right now, it's an Adam Sandler movie, so...
And he has a four-pack.
It's exactly what I expected.
Yes, but he has
It
a
was funny, yes.
He has a four-pack. Okay, I don't say six-pack because it really was a four-pack, but hey, four-pack is better than no pack, and he had no pack before, so...
Speaking of pack, or like package...
Oh... It wasn't really a package, though. He said,
oh, was it actually? It was
hair.
All that was bush?
Yes, all of it bush. Because they took, remember, they kept on telling him, no, that's average size. And he was like, okay. No, he was so proud of his bush.
Okay.
That's why it was all puffy.
Yeah, now that you mention that, yeah. Okay.
So that's why I thought, I was like, ew, could you have that? That's nasty.
It was funny, but it was also retarded. I mean,
I know, but I liked it. I liked it.
It had some funny stuff. That's all I'm going to say about that.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable.
Listen to a movie at http://power.listentoamovie.com for the Raiders of the Lost Ark sound clips and end credits music.
SoundSnap for the use of their sound effects and music loops at www.soundsnap.com. PodSafe Audio for the additional background music at www.podsafeaudio.com. And Apple Trailers for the featured movie trailers at www.apple.com/trailers. And if anyone out there knows where I can find 30-second movie trailer radio spots on the web, please let me know. Check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show and to contact us at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. If you have questions, comments, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1-206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.